Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Book Buzz, the show all about books. And today we have an interview with Paul Pelletier, author of Workplace Bullying. And he's an expert in workplace bullying. He's a corporate lawyer, an author, a public speaker, and a management consultant with over 25 years of experience. And his company is called Paul Pelletier Consulting, and website paulpelletierconsulting.com. And so, Paul, tell us about workplace bullying. First of all, let's define it. What is workplace bullying?
Well, thank you. Well, workplace bullying, if you went to a dictionary, it wouldn't be there, which is very odd, but it is the truth. So I usually choose a very basic definition, which is brought to us by the Workplace Bullying Institute, and that is workplace bullying is repeated health-harming mistreatment, verbal abuse, or conduct which is threatening, humiliating, intimidating, or sabotage that interferes with work, or some combination of the three. So what does that really look like? Well, workplace bullying is basically deliberate, repetitive, disrespectful behavior that is always for the bully's benefit. And in day-to-day terms, it's really a focused, systematic campaign of interpersonal destruction. And all bullying can be categorized as a form of abuse. And one place that people sometimes find helpful to begin to categorize or imagine workplace bullying is if we go to things like a movie, The Devil Wears Prada, as an example. That's a very good example of the type of behavior that constitutes bullying. So that's in a nutshell what bullying really looks like.
That's a good definition. And how common is workplace bullying? Is it a common issue?
Well, the sad reality is yes, it's incredibly common. According to a poll done, again, by the Workplace Bullying Institute, which is a terrific place to find out information, over 70% of U.S. employees, on average, have acknowledged that they have been impacted by workplace bullying. That doesn't mean that 70% of employees have been a target of a bully. What it means is that 70% have been impacted. So they might have seen bullying behavior. They might have been a colleague or a coworker of someone being bullied. They might have a client, or they might have a stakeholder who is being a bully, or they may have unfortunately been personally engaged as in a target. So it's a very common problem. It's costing organizations billions of dollars annually. In fact, it's estimated to be costing only in the U.S. over $300 billion a year. And it's such a problem that the government has taken action. So 29 states and two territories within the United States have enacted bills, which is part of a federal bill called the Healthy Workplace Act, which is an anti-workplace bullying bill. And 29 states have brought the bill into their legislatures. The state that is closest to enacting the legislation is Massachusetts, and it is in third reading. And that legislation will be a game changer in this workplace bullying issue, because it gives the target of the bully a cause of action, so a right to sue, not only the bully, but the organization which failed to respond or protect or take action to deal with the bully. So can you imagine what that's going to look like?
So the corporate responsibility, that's going to be key. They're not going to want to be liable for that, I imagine.
The risk is huge.
It's a risk, you know. Well, back to the title of your book and the next question, which is, again, we're just talking with Paul Pelletier, and he's the author of Place Bullying, and the full subtitle is It's Just Bad for Business, Prevention, Management, and Elimination Strategies for Organizations and Everyone Else. And so in that subtitle there, It's Just Bad for Business. So That's an important point that's going to make businesses want to pay attention, as well as the individuals. Can you elaborate on that a little bit more, but why and how is bullying bad for business?
Well, many business leaders would likely say that bullying is a problem, or that it's wrong, or that they should do something about it. But unfortunately, not all business people recognize that it has tangible and significant costs, and where those costs and organizations, or pardon me, costs and impacts are felt. I really believe that eradicating workplace bullying has to do a lot with education. And once organizations really appreciate how one bully's actions can sort of permeate a workplace, causing really significant impacts and costs, then I think bullying is going to end. So the way that I view costs is, if you can imagine in your head a pyramid, with the bottom of the pyramid being the impacts that relate to the victims and the targets. And then moving up a layer into the pyramid, we have all the teams and units, because if you have a bully interacting with one person and that they're part of a team, that entire team will be impacted, and there'll be dysfunction, there'll be team sick leave, there'll be innovation and motivation problems, there'll be people taking action to effectively disengage. And then you're going to have impacts on your programs and your projects, because if your teams aren't working as high-performance teams, inevitably that's going to affect the success of your programs and projects. And, of course, that gets into organizational problems. So HR is going to see a very significant challenge in terms of disengagement, sick leave benefits, severance benefits, all kinds of real costly and very clearly quantifiable impacts. And then we're going to get into things that are really serious for corporations and for the C-suite executives, and that's things like their reputation. So I don't know if people are aware, but in August of last year, the New York Times published an article about one organization, and was a pretty scathing article, and really focused on a workplace bullying culture, and that was Amazon. And their share value over the course of the week following publication went down $19 billion. So this can have an impact that people may never have expected. And that impact can also affect leaders. Leaders who are seen to be not protecting their employees will be viewed through a lens of negativity. And maybe people will not want to work there. And I don't know many leaders that can survive shareholders or boards of directors who are very unhappy with the workplace culture and the fact that that workplace culture is leading people to leave as opposed to be attracted to work there. So that's sort of how and why it can be bad for business.
Yeah, well, that's a clear and chilling example on the largest level, one of the biggest companies there is, Amazon.com. I remembered that, and I didn't put it together with the workplace bullying issue, but now I do. So that's very demonstrative. Now, in terms of taking action, either as an individual or as a corporation, what do you say to people about what they can do about workplace bullying, some first steps? What should someone do,
for instance,
if they're being bullied?
Well, there's definitely lots everyone can do. And it doesn't matter what role you have, what organization you're in, what sector, what country. And the book really focuses at the end on what I call action plans for different people within organizations. But organizationally, certainly there's some really simple things. The first is that organizations should have very clear, respectful workplace policies that delineate what is acceptable or unacceptable workplace behavior, and it should really name it. Call it workplace bullying is unacceptable, and perhaps define it so that people really comprehend what that looks like. But then, of course, once you have that policy, you have to have good awareness and very clear training and education that you need to invest in so that everyone understands what that means. And then, of course, your leaders and your managers have to walk the walk. They have to actually enforce those policies, and there has to be a very effective performance management strategy so that behavior is part of your performance management structure, and people can be monitored and performance managed with regard to behavior. And there should definitely be fair and fair to everyone, not just the victims, but potentially the bullies. There need to be very fair reporting and complaining processes, something that is independent if possible and confidential wherever possible. And finally, everyone has to take these reports of complaints or of bullying very seriously and investigate them carefully and, again, with fairness in mind, and use very effective conflict resolution strategies, which, with respect to bullying, are unique. So that's just from an organizational perspective. And then if you go down the ladder, there's, of course, action plans for managers, for project and program leaders, for HR personnel, and then for coworkers, and even for targets of bullies. And truthfully, there's also action plans for people that might think that they behave badly and that they are potential bullies. And they also have things that they can do to get in line with and get their behavior back in line. So there are things that everyone can do, and it doesn't matter how low in the or high in the organizational structure you fall.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and again, we've been speaking now with Paul Pelletier, and he's the author of a book called Workplace Bullying, and his firm, Paul Pelletier Consulting, is a management consulting firm specializing in real solutions for workplace respect and diversity, and he offers a full spectrum of training, consulting, public speaking, and coaching to address workplace bullying and disrespect. And his book entitled Workplace Bullying, It's Just Bad for Business, is available in paperback and Kindle editions on Amazon.com. You can also find out more about Paul Pelletier and his consulting firm at his website, paulpelletierconsulting.com. And Paul, speaking of speaking engagements, do you have any speaking engagements coming up in the near future that you'd like to tell listeners about?
Well, yeah, actually, I do. I'm doing some fun work with the Human Resources Managers Association, which is a Canadian association. I'm doing two webinars on workplace bullying for HR professionals coming up in May and June. And I'm also going to be speaking at some Project Management Institute chapters in Portland, the middle of Illinois, that's called Illinois Central. And in Vancouver, I'm presenting at the annual Project Management Conference. And I'm booking a couple of events more into the fall as well. So I'm doing work with a variety of organizations and now starting to work with CEO forums and soon hopefully working with the U.S. version of the Human Resources Professionals Association. So definitely starting to get the word out.
Great. So it's a very important issue of our day, workplace bullying, and we've been speaking with Paul Pelletier about his book, Workplace Bullying. He's also available for speaking engagements and working in Canada and the United States. Thank you so much, Paul. It's been very informative and very helpful. I'm sure anybody who might be experiencing workplace bullying or concerned about it for others will find your work extremely illuminating and helpful with tips for action and how to deal with it. So thank you so much for being here today.
Well, thank you, Susanna, for having me. And if anyone has any of these issues, please contact me. I would be delighted to do whatever I can to help you.
That's terrific. Thank you again, and we will sign off now. Thanks again so much. Paul Pelletier, author of the book Workplace Bullying and an expert in workplace bullying. Thank you so much.